With your Southwest Georgia Network News update for Monday, April 25th, I'm Walter Johnson. In a work session that lasted just barely more than 30 minutes on Monday morning, Daugherty County Commissioners discussed multiple topics. They ranged from a recommendation to approve a bid for a resurfacing project to adopting the comprehensive plan for the City of Albany and Daugherty County. But Commissioner Anthony Jones did raise one major concern near the end of the short meeting. That was keeping the roads in District 6 clean for travelers coming in from cities such as Tifton.
Yeah, the gateway in East Albany is deplorable coming in, and we need to do something about that. And we need to do a routine maintenance of that, maybe within every 2 weeks, because that's the gateway. I mean, the people coming in from Tifton, Tallahassee, the first place they're coming is in the East Albany. They're coming in on 82-520. It certainly needs to look clean and presentable.
In other news from Monday's meeting, Assistant County Administrator Michael McCoy was honored by commissioners awarding the first ever Georgia Public Risk Manager of the Year Award for 2016. He says that winning the award is a great honor.
This is the first time that they've offered this particular acknowledgement, and so I'm the very first recipient, and it was an honor and a privilege to be designated as someone doing some innovative and creative things in risk management.
The award was officially presented to McCoy during the Georgia Public Risk Management Association's Educational Conference in Savannah on April 19th. You'll soon see a new-look Northwest Library in Northwest Albany. The Albany Herald reports that Georgia lawmakers recently approved an allocation of $2 million in the budget to make improvements to the almost seven-year-old facility located on Dawson Road. The money will be used to make space for additional study rooms, computers, and other areas. The library board also named Patricia Perlis as the new director of the Northwest Branch. She'll assume that position at the end of May. And people who want to reach the Albany Transit System by phone will need to call a different number for now. That's because two of its main telephone numbers are temporarily disconnected due to technical difficulties. Riders must call 229-446-2700 instead of 229-430-5182 or 229-420-1039 during this time. They can also reach dispatch by email at atsdispatch@albany.ga.us. This is Walter Johnson reporting for the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network.